This is KUT. Most of the Austin school board members want a larger salary increase for teachers than the district recommended. At a meeting last night, they urged district officials to consider large pay bumps before bringing the budget back to the board for a vote. But as KUT's Kate McGee reports, that could mean deficits in future budgets.
The school district is recommending a 3% increase for teachers, but teachers who testified say that increase, an average of $2,400 more per year, is not enough. Ann Foster is a high school teacher who says she's had to make sacrifices when it comes to her expenses.
In order for me to be responsible and live within my means, having internet at my own personal house is just not possible.
Trustee Jamie Mathias spoke for many school board members who supported a 4-5% pay increase.
When we hear of teachers who are working at Home Depot rather than working on lesson plans or whatever it is that a teacher could be working on, I'm recalling a Randy Travis concert I went to at the Nutty Brown Cafe some few months ago, where those who greeted me at the door were AISD teachers because they need to make ends meet. 3% in my mind is not, I can't sleep well this evening knowing that our teachers are facing the challenges that they're facing.
The average teacher in Austin ISD makes $48,000 a year. According to recent calculations from a personal finance website, GoBankingRates, the average Austin resident needs to make at least $53,000 to live comfortably here. The local teachers' union points to rising home values, which means higher school tax collections, as a reason why AISD should share that wealth with teachers. But even a 3% increase in teacher salaries means an additional $15 million to the district's budget. District Chief Financial Officer Nicole Conley says AISD is already projecting budget deficits in the near future, projections made worse with a larger raise. Plus, Conley says the housing values won't increase forever, and the district needs to make sure it has some money in its reserves for the future.
If you increase your expenses, you know, you will have shortfalls in the out years because your revenue won't sustain the add-on in expenses.
And then there's the state school finance system, which requires Austin ISD to send hundreds of millions of dollars back to the state because it has such high property values. The board asked the district to consider what a higher pay increase would mean for next year's budget. The board must adopt a budget by the end of June. Kate McGee, KUT News.